Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As you guys know, we're sponsored by Ball across the entire DNVR network, as in Ball Arena, where the Nuggets play. Ball came to us because they're looking to fill line capacity at their Golden plant. They're looking to hire production technicians. If you're looking for a job, if you want to work at Ball right here in Golden, Colorado, the position is on the front line of their aluminum can beverage making operation process at Ball. The company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour wage with potential for increases at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. It offers exposure to a lot of other manufacturing opportunities in the plant, and the production technician role touches on the other stages of production, making aluminum cans and ends. So if you want more info, go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or you can simply text Golden to 77222. Again, jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or you can text Golden to 77222. Ball has been leading global sustainability efforts for decades. They're actually a company that does a lot of good in the world. So again, jobs.ball.com and search for Golden if you want more information about the production technician position at the Ball Golden plant.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ooh,
let's do it.
Guys, 2022.
Off to a great start.
It's a little warmer in here now, I think.
It is.
It's heating up in here.
I don't think that's accurate. It's actually very cold at this building here. But it is a winner's lounge.
Yes.
Do you guys know who the king is of this winner's lounge? The king of this kingdom.
The king of the north?
The tiniest king of all kings, Facundo Campazzo. Guys, shouts to Argentina. The game got done a little bit early, so I know it's like probably 1 o'clock or something. It's very late, but not as late as usual. And thank God, because Argentina is going to show out in the house tonight as Facu Campazzo completely dominates the Houston Rockets. Completely dominates them. Puts on a show. Puts on a highlight reel. This gave us so much fun, honestly. It was the story, number 1, 2, and 3. But first, let me introduce my crew here. I've got in the... in the checkered shirt, it's Harrison.
You're going to hate on my shirt in back-to-back shows, the pre- and the post-game shirt. My shirt gets held out.
I said it was gangster. Looks like you should be driving like a... what is
El Camino?
No, like a Cadillac. You should be in a Cadillac.
I don't want to drive a Cadillac.
Well, then you need to take off that shirt. Over here, I got D-Line.
Today was the most happy I've ever seen Brendan vote in my entire life.
Dude, this is an underrated story. He's not joking, actually. Today... easily Brendan Vogt's favorite game that's ever happened.
It's so true. We saw Brendan on his birthday. He was sad, introspective, remorseful. Today, Facu Campazzo, having a banner game, sent him into a new stratosphere. He wrestled the post-game interview rights away from Harrison so he could talk to Facu.
It's so true. It's so true. Over here, Superstar Dev.
No, it was actually great to see Vogt that happened. He was going through hypothetical things in his life that could compare to it. And in there, I'm sure he said, like, marriage. Like, the day that he proposed or something like that.
He described to us, he's like, when I look back, it'll be the two greatest days of my life. The day I got married and this game. And he's not married, so. This is the best day of his life, yeah.
Well, it was a great day, to his credit. It was a fantastic day, 2022, off to a roaring start here as Facu Campazzo. Yes, Facu Campazzo tonight, 22 points, 12 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 steals. And it felt like more than 5, to be honest. He is the tiny king of the game. What the hell is this, Kale? Did you put the crown on his ass? What the hell is this?
Well, like, what's happening here?
That was a choice.
Oh, my
poor
God.
Facu. Oh, poor Facu.
One of those two Two pictures.
Okay. All right. Not a lot of photo options here. Forrest is on there. Not pictured. Five steals. And here's the.
Pictured.
I was gonna say two block shots.
Which he got in the first 5 minutes of the game tonight.
So let's go through. What is the most impressive singular stat on the stat sheet tonight for Facu Campazu?
I mean, the two blocks are wild. Somehow he actually gets blocks. Like, it's not like Faka goes the whole season with zero blocks.
Yeah.
He'll get a block, like a game here, a game there. He's had two blocks in a game before, but just for a player his size to get two blocks is crazy.
I have it. I have what the best thing on the stat sheet is today. He had three nutmegs in the same game. In the same game. Who tries that multiple times?
What's funny is he actually went for two nutmegs in a row that both turned into kick balls.
Yeah.
And it's so he does it once. The guy kicks it. And he's like, going to try it again? Just going to keep going for it.
Like, then that's when I knew that this was going to be a game like that for him. He didn't have one regular pass. I truly don't think so. Like, yeah, he's going between the legs.
He rarely does.
He's like trying to zip it through, like with people in the way. He's doing backwards pass. He's doing everything behind the back. We've seen the full Facu package today, and it was from the start. It was like when the game was close. It wasn't like he was just doing that as the front runner. He did that when the game was close, when they were down.
One of his first plays in the game was a through the legs pass that went out of bounds, so the Nuggets were down like 10. I was like, Facu, what the hell are you doing?
It doesn't matter if the Nuggets are up 20 or down 20. He's gonna try the same ridiculous passes.
Yeah, it was great. There's nothing quite like Facu getting like that first taste of success and being like, you know what, fuck it. And then he just went for it, and it just kept working out. It got better and better and better.
There was an interview with Facu that was like in Argentina, he translated or whatever, where he's asked about his fancy passing, and it's like, in this level, like I almost like he can't relax. Like, he's got to be more focused, so he can't do that. It's hard to be that loose, because a turnover, you know, you get in trouble, you get benched for. And he played like tonight like he didn't care. Yeah. I'll say, like, Houston Rockets, not a good team. Nuggets approached this game with zero respect.
And they still, it was too much.
And it was still way too much respect that they approached this game with. Yeah, he was incredible. Another one, what was yours, by the way, Dev? Best stat? Oh, it was you had the nutmegs.
The nutmegs.
Yeah. So we have...
The assist. There was like, how many goddamn assists did
12.
He
have?
Like,
12.
My God.
Ridiculous. One short of a career high, I think.
I honestly see we also have a different part of Facu that we love here. I think it's the five steals, because I feel like the stat guy was screwing him. There was like 10. He had so many plays where it's like he poked the ball or did something or else, man. Only eight deflections. Even that one surprises me. 8 deflections, 5 steals. He was everywhere. And it's funny. This was not a great game. You know, like this. As a game. As a game. Yeah. And just as impressive. Like, if you showed somebody, if you transported somebody from like 1991, you know, to forward, you're like, here's basketball, they'd be like, man, the league really sucks these days. What's going on with these guys? But so it wasn't a good one, but it doesn't matter. He was absolutely dominant. Here's another stat for you, Harrison. Plus 19, a team high.
Yeah. Well, I think that speaks to the fact that he just dominated the game tonight. He controlled the entire game in a way that a Nuggets point guard really hasn't since Jamal Murray last did that. Like, from quarter one to quarter four, like, Facu dictated everything that happened in this game tonight. He controlled the pace, the flow. He got up and down. Denver played at a pretty good pace tonight, I think partly because of him.
2022 is wild.
Yeah.
It's really wild.
He was just so in control of the game tonight, and I really feel like he dominated. He dominated the game.
One of the things we talked about heading into the game for the pregame show was Facu was going to play 40 minutes today. I mean, he didn't play 40 minutes, but he was close. He led the game in minutes. But also, it was the plus minus. If there's one player that can play the entirety of the game at the same pace without any type of slowing down or any type of ups or downs, it's Facu. He's full of energy. He's, you know, out there just doing everything that he wants to do. He controlled Houston's, not only the Nuggets pace, but Houston's pace. He's forcing guys to like go at him. He's begging you to like put him in ISO situations. He's setting up for the deflections and the pass, because that's because guys are coming after him and he knows it and he's just ready for it. So that was that was an incredible Facu game. It truly was.
He's averaging 22 points in 2022.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, honestly, when we met with our resident witch, Ariana, Facu was the reverse magician, right? Like, only one or the straight. I can't remember. He was opposite of everyone else. And it's like, man, why is he the reverse when everyone else is normal?
It was the new year.
That's what I was going to get.
You knew exactly where I was going. Yeah. Maybe this is what it meant, is that it had to flip, and it just flipped, and here we are. Is this, you know, I'm trying to interpret the cards here as we go, guys. I don't know. Yeah, he was fantastic tonight. I mean, he really was. Well, the funny thing about tonight is he honestly had four or five horrible plays.
Yeah.
Horrible play. I mentioned the through the legs pass that went out of bounds, so Denver gets a turnover when they're down a lot. Horrible one. Oh man, look at this close up, Kale. Let's not do that. Let's keep the let's keep the far away shot. On the, let's keep the close ups over here. We'll keep the far shot here. We'll get to get the maybe turn the lights down a little. I'm so distracted. No, he had like some really horrendous plays, and it doesn't matter. It's like the good plays were 10-1s tonight. That's how. Yeah. Everything he did was loud. Dude,
the way you know Faku had a great game is because we were laughing the entire game.
Yeah. The thing about Faku is he's the type of player where he just has to take risks. That's just what gets him going. You know, that's what gets his juices flowing. That's what gets him engaged in a game. Just him taking risks, him making some bad passes and be like, okay, maybe I don't have that exact pass in my bag tonight, but maybe I'm going to try this one.
But he's like that's he needs to be sure he doesn't have it.
that's the kind of stuff that just gets him locked in.
I think you might. Honestly, there's something to this. This is like the guys that love to fight, and they put themselves in a like ridiculously dangerous situation. You're like, you have to do this, don't you? Like, I just need to get my adrenaline going.
That's it's the way he plays, man. It's the way he's played his entire life. It's the way he's played at the highest level in Europe.
Don't you know based like jumpers, people that do like parachuting and stuff, that is how they are. Like they get addicted to adrenaline junkies, so you're just, it is adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that's like this in his play. He has plane and does all the skydive, like three times a day he'll skydive, and it's exactly how it is. Aaron Gordon made his return tonight. 16 points tonight, 7 of 15 shooting, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, did a little bit of everything. Only a plus 2, but I thought it was great to see him out there, and I actually thought he was really solid tonight, using his size, using his strength, getting to the rim. Him and Jason Tate were having like a – that really was like defensive end versus tight end battle, man. Two absolute units barreling their ways to the basket.
Yeah, I love the fact that he came back and he looked more athletic. Like those finishes at the rim – he just wasn't doing that. Like, so maybe it was just like a refresher for him. But he's getting to where he wants to get to. And then also he's finishing above the rim. There was a lot of times that he would just seal his guy because he was just stronger than him. And he'll go up for a finish. But also there was times that you didn't think he was going to be able to get to his spots. And he got exactly there. Also, there's a sense of comfort when he's on the floor with Jokic because he just knows where his guy is going to be. He knows exactly, you know, where to put him, and he'll throw it there. There was a few that, you know, Jokic like might have threw a little too far, but I think that he's just comfortable having him out there. So the Nuggets just look more relaxed when he's on the floor, and you got to see that tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad. Like that, I was struck by that too. Like the time he took off, they didn't rush him back,
right?
And he did. He looked like we saw a reverse dunk. We saw like Aaron Gordon's like full bag, like him after a whistle, still like insisting on just yamming it down like as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And what is this now a 3-game win streak for the Denver Nuggets?
It is a 3-game win streak, baby.
So. I mean, it's great. Like, they got to shut him down and allow him to get fully healthy and, you know, did not skip a beat.
That's one of the themes I would say from this game, because the other guy that I think is looking better over these last couple games is Will Barton. And tonight, I actually look at the stats. I was kind of surprised by him. Only 5 of 12 shooting and only 1 of 6 from 3. I felt like I saw him hit more than 1 3. He must have had a long 2 in there. But even he is looking more just bouncy, just more springy. And we saw both of those guys kind of reduce their athleticism a little bit. And it just goes to show you, man, 82 games, so long. And I do think Denver may be having more of the long view this year about these guys are healthy. They're just such better players.
Right. And when you get those two guys back tonight, Aaron Gordon and Will Barton's been playing, but you just have him on the floor, that just raises the floor of your team so much, especially when you're going against a team like the Houston Rockets, who, my God, are they bad.
Yeah.
Like Houston
so
is
bad.
Oh, this win feels great, awful. But it's also like, come on.
The Rockets are running around there like a high school team that never practices. Like,
this was like, a ridiculous game.
The Rockets are either a really poorly coached team or a team that just doesn't listen to a thing their coach says. You know? Like, I don't know what the Rockets are doing, but just having Aaron Gordon and Will Barton out there, like, they'd be the best players on the Houston Rockets, those two guys.
Yeah.
Either one of them.
You talk about having those two guys back. You know what the happiest Jokic was the entire night? He went for the steal. And he didn't get it for a block attempt. And then Aaron Gordon backs him up and blocks it. Jokic was ecstatic because he hasn't had a force behind him, a guy that could, like, back him up. And he had that tonight. And that was like the highlight of his night, because everything else was just domination. But, you know, like just getting them close to full strength goes a long way. And, yeah. I mean, as you can see, they're streaking now.
We are streaking. Austin Rivers, the only other starter we haven't talked about so far. I'm a little underwhelming game, in my opinion, for him. He missed a lot of threes, 1 of 8. He gives the prayers. This is his new go-to, is to look to the heavens whenever he feels relief.
That's not a good sign. That's your go-to, not good.
So true.
But and it's like sarcastic.
You're just like, you're
thank God,
relying on God.
This was a game that Austin Rivers could have probably scored 30. Honestly, all jokes aside,
I mean, Facundo Campazzo almost did.
Yeah, but Austin Rivers, the first like 10 shots,
he had 8 open threes. Tonight,
open
Austin
threes,
Rivers.
And he went 1 of 8. I don't think they were gonna adjust to that. If he knocked some of those down, there was a few that he passed up just because he couldn't make a shot. But if he knocked some of those down, that's a night that he could just keep himself going. And with, you know, the Nuggets like roster, like just roster not being what it was, he would have played a lot more if he was knocking down shots. So this was a missed opportunity for him.
I'm not sure he's a great shooter. In fact, I would say I don't think he's a great shooter. I think he's okay. He went 1 of 8, and I'm not that surprised.
It depends on the day you're asking.
But yeah, streaky shooter. I think it's a lot of mentality. I mean, we joke all the time about how much he loves that jab step, even when he's wide open. And I do think there's a mentality for shooters of, like, there's just no hesitation, and he is like every hesitation, not because he's hesitating or guessing himself, but because he loves his rhythm. Yep. He has to have that rhythm. So if it's anything different, but he was the only guy, I don't want to be a downer, but he was the only guy that tonight I was like a little frustrating, I guess, but whatever.
Missed opportunity for sure. Also looked like he re-injured his thumb in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Landed on it, went straight to the locker room. He was questionable coming into tonight. So that's not good.
Austin Rivers getting wrecked in every game he plays is my least favorite. Well, maybe my favorite theme of this NBA season. Like, he either gets like body checked, ends up on the ground, hurts some appendage, something. The thumb, I guess, tonight. Not a fan.
Yeah. You guys know who we're talking about next?
Brendan Vogt.
Nope.
What?
Bol Bol.
Whoa.
Bol Bol tonight. So no Michael Malone. Michael Malone out in health and safety protocols. Bol Bol gets 20 minutes, goes 5 of 7 from the field. Was a +8, 11 points, 3 rebounds. I'm surprised his stat sheet wasn't bigger. It seemed like he had a better game. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, but he goes 5 of 7 from the field. And I actually thought he had a couple plays tonight where I was like, you know what? That was impressive. Number one, chief among all of these, was the alley-oop. Him and Jokic,
yep.
Or it wasn't really an alley-oop, it was a give and go, basically.
It was a pick and roll.
They had pick and rolls. They had little two-man games going. Get an and one for Jokic. He looks over. He's like, hey, man, great pass. Great work. I was kind of impressed with Bol tonight.
Yeah. You got to give a tip of the cap. He was good tonight. Yep. He was. Stepped in, played a role off the bench. This is his first rotation minutes tonight since, like, November 15th. So it's been a while.
Is that true?
I think so, yeah.
November 15th was when he played the last real minutes.
It's been a while since he's been in the rotation.
It's a long
here.
Time.
So, just not playing real minutes for that long and then stepping in is tough. And he played well tonight. He played within himself. He didn't take any wild, out-of-control shots. Everything he took was pretty high percentage. Played within the offense. I give him credit, man. He played well.
It's frustrating when Bobo does really good because they want us to be the coach. Like, we're not the ones putting him in and out the game.
When
so
you say
asking,
they?
Or just, what, I
online,
get a lot of
on
ads.
The internet.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get a lot of ads.
Let's make it sure.
People are, like, writing me and DMing and stuff like that about, like, why he's not playing. And I'm like, I have no idea. It's not on me to put him in the game. But also, this was a good Bobo game. This was a game where he just seemed to have, like, a new sense of energy, and he had a purpose. He wanted to play today. He's, you know, getting back on defense. He's not forcing up shots. He's getting to where he wants to get to on the floor. He also had a connection with Jokic, which we have not seen.
It's so true.
We don't
true.
See them get together, honestly. They don't play together. So
the last time we saw it was in the bubble.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, really.
Yeah.
This is one of these things where you look back and you're like, that was 4 months ago or something.
It was a year ago. It's like a little over a year ago.
You're right. That is the best part of tonight. Like, he played well. He had made some shots that you're like, only he could make, you know, this or that. Played sometimes Bol can be too like ball dominant or like, you know, like
ball dominant.
He makes good one-on-one plays, but he's like as a team player, he's whatever. Tonight, I thought he played really well, just well-rounded. But the most important and interesting part was that him and Yoke really did have a nice little connection. They ran him in the Aaron Gordon role, you know, with a lot of those little pick and rolls. That was working great.
Dude, Bol Bol is the most frustrating player in the NBA. Like,
really? Number one?
I don't know. Like, well, at least for us, like, you see him when he does things.
You don't see him that much.
Right. When you do see him, he does things that you literally have never seen another human being do because there's literally never been another human like Bol Bol.
Yeah.
His height, how graceful he can be, his touch, like all these things that you're like, why is this not the most dominant player in the NBA? And then you watch, like, then he'll just give like an absolute no effort on the defensive end. He'll just get absolutely cooked in the paint or something when you think that that's an area he should excel in. But like, you know, like when Bol Bol goes up for a shot and like it's so silky and feathery and just like drops in, you're like, God damn, man. Like, why Bol? Like, can't you just try more often? Can't you like, at this point, it's like so comical. Like, he's so clearly out of Michael Malone's circle of trust, like so far out of Michael Malone's circle of trust that there's like no hope of him ever getting back in. But I don't know.
But if Michael Malone ever enters health and safety protocol.
But if
and the Nuggets are down all their big men.
If Popeye Jones ever becomes a head coach. But it's crazy.
I like the theory that in health and safety protocols, Bol anonymously calls the league and it's like, hey, I just saw Bol Bol and Michael Malone in the same room. I think Malone needs to enter the protocols.
Yeah. But it's irritating, man. Like, when Bol Bol is cooking, it's like nothing is more fun.
Yeah.
He is super fun, man. Last guy we'll talk about before our first break, unless you guys have another one here. Vlatko Chanchar, sneaky great tonight. 11 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 1 rebound, 1 assist. In 15 minutes, he had a plus 19. So he also a team high plus 19. But he actually had some really good plays that I commented. I feel like he looks skinnier than I've seen him since his like rookie season.
He lost 15 pounds, man.
He really looks skinny.
This is Malform Corner.
Malform Corner.
But, like, he doesn't look skinny in a good way.
Right.
Like, he lost all the weight because he was really sick.
Maybe he gained all this weight to play the four, and then just they're like, sorry, we've already got fours. He's like, all right, we don't have any threes. I'm going to lose some weight, become a little more nimble.
His weight has just like fluctuated plus or minus 25 pounds.
He's like a boxer.
Year.
He's like
just
Christian
trying
Bale.
To fit the Nuggets like third string depth chart at the winger at center.
It's impressive, man. Honestly, if you can control your weight that much, it is like
it's like a boxer,
like movie stars that have to like, hey,
he's the Christian Bale.
Yeah, team, Matthew yeah. McConaughey just
he
all
got
scrying.
Sick
wow.
Because it's not healthy to gain and lose that much weight.
But he was God good tonight, it. Man. And he gets popped in the nose. He comes out, you know. And honestly, the Nuggets weren't that great after that point. It was kind of a turning point from this 30-point beatdown. But
yeah, one thing I really liked was there was a point in the game where I thought he was going to go up for a layup. Nope, dunk. It was like just effortless, just careless type of play. But he also just like he knows exactly where to be on the floor. Like yeah. I really feel like he could average 8 points a game off of just knowing exactly where the ball's gonna come or where he has to be at an angle that's gonna get him an easy basket. I don't feel like he takes anything contested ever.
Yeah,
like everything for him comes effortless because he just has a high IQ. He knows, you know, he knocks down the open shot when it comes his way. And also, it's just a lot of effort. Like, he's boxing guys out. He's making sure there's not second chance opportunity. He does all the little things and then scores easily. When he got hit, like, in the face, like, really, it did go down because in that second unit, he was the sense of direction because he just knows what to do. He's really a veteran out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we were joking earlier that, like, Vlatko is always this guy that everyone just sort of discounts. He's a like the Nuggets 15th guy, right, yeah. Whatever. It's like you don't really think about it. And then that like we were just laughing about how on the Slovenian team he was mentioned in the same sentence every time they talked about Luka Doncic. Like,
that's more grammatically. They wasn't.
But I mean, like those were the two players that were absolutely carrying the team.
Right. Right, sure.
Those two were actually.
He was the Robin to Luka's
yes,
Batman.
He was obviously Luka was
really
better,
was.
But like. He was good enough that he was the second player mentioned yeah. all the time
right.
when they were talking about the Slovenian team and whatever success they were having. He's a really good player. And it was frustrating a couple weeks ago when, you know, I was just wanting him to get an opportunity and he was getting an opportunity, but he wasn't playing that well, missing bunnies. Like, this is the Vlatko that you know you have. Like Dev says, he just does the right thing all the time. Like, it's really comforting to have that guy, but it also just makes you want him to be used more often. Like, it's cool to have a guy that does the right thing all the time on the floor playing.
J-Mike tonight, by the way, 11.7 rebounds, 4 assists, and was a plus 14. He also had another really good game. So the other thing I liked about him, he gives Tice a little bit of an elbow today for no reason. Like,
right.
He has a short fuse. Like, J-Mike is definitely a guy that is like, he punches first.
Yeah. He loves the punch first.
Loves the punch first.
He does have a really short fuse. That's a good point. Like, there can be no incident the entire game, nothing physical, no pushing or shoving, and then all of a sudden, Daniel Tice gives you a little, not even like a full arm extension, just like a little nudge under the rim, and Jamichael Green goes at him. Like, it doesn't take much.
You cannot extinguish his fire either. Yeah. Like, once it gets going, like, once you pop, you cannot stop.
Yeah.
Wow, let's hit a break. On the other side of this break, guys, we're going to play a brand new game I'm very excited for.
Boy.
We're going to fire up the take machine. I can't wait for this.
The take machine.
Including graphic. Very good graphic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, Lightshade Dispensary. Lightshade Dispensary, use code DNVR.
25%.
You're going to get 25% off, man. Each purchase. Lightshade Ridiculous. Dispensary, the presenting sponsor of the DNVR Nuggets podcast. You can shop online at lightshade.com, or you can visit a Lightshade location near you. They've got 10 of them, 10 locations, yeah. Soon to be 11, in the Denver Metro and Aurora area. They are they've got the Escape Artist brand, the highest awarded topical brand in Colorado. Prioritizes quality and consistency. Lightshade also has tons and tons of other stuff as well. For everyone, from the casual consumer to the connoisseur, they have a premium selection of cannabis concentrates, top shelf flower, edibles, tinctures, accessories, and much more. Listeners, you guys can get 25% off non-sale items with the code DNVR. Shop online at lightshade.com or pick up at a Lightshade location near you.
A Lightshade location, the closest business to my home.
They have 10 of them, yep. 10 locations,
yep.
Soon to be 11.
The closest business to my home, a Lightshade. When we picked up the sponsor, it was a great day in my life.
Yeah, I know them. We're all done.
Yeah. There's only one red read, huh? Oh, there you go. Look at that. We're moving quick. Before we get into the take machine, before we get there, Kale, I want to first just talk about the two new Nuggets. Carl Leak didn't really play tonight. We don't have to talk about him, so I guess we'll just talk about Rajon Tucker. So Davon Reed tonight picks up 3 fouls in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Goes to the bench. So usually he would, Mr. Dependable, usually he would be the guy that you would step up in this, that would play a little bit extended minutes, be a big night for him. Unfortunately, just 15 minutes, most of that at the end of the game tonight. So Rajon Tucker checks in early. We were talking about how much are these guys going to play. Turns out a lot. He played 22 minutes tonight. He gets 3 points, dude. 3 rebounds, 1-for-1 shooting. I'll start over here.
Dude, Popeye Jones making wishes come true tonight, dude. Guys get 10-day contracts, hardships. He's like, you know what? You get minutes and you get minutes.
Yeah. He's a player's coach.
He's a player's
coach. That's my
coach.
Read on
player's
him.
Coach.
Absolutely.
Total he's just player's coach.
Putting guys in, letting them, I feel like even though Faka was cooking, like if he had been that like footloose and fancy free, Michael Malone would have been like, all right, like come on, dude, like come on, like there was,
we're getting
like,
into this in the take machine, by the way. Yeah, I can't wait to get into this. Totally.
But I mean, just the idea that yes, that these new guys whose names I literally can't already remember played ahead of
go ahead and guess it. I want you to guess both of the players' names.
Let's see
here.
Chrysalis Johnson.
Chrysalis Johnson. All right, what else we got?
And Neiman Maya Smithson, right? No?
No way. All right, well, that was Rajon. That was Rajon Tucker. D-line sharing about Rajon Tucker. Deb, were you impressed with Rajon Tucker tonight?
Yeah, I just think that anytime you could bring a G League guy up or a guy that could play overseas like really soon, and they have some NBA footage, I think that just goes a long way. Like, he didn't stand out in the wrong ways.
Right.
He didn't go in there and just try to shoot every single time or just try to become a highlight reel to prove that he belongs. He went on a really good team, and he played against a really bad team and fit in. So, like, I think that just, like, goes a long way, and he has things. He can show, I was a part of this huge win in the NBA. Let me show you where. And also, 22 minutes. He played more than J-Mike.
He kind of played a lot.
Yeah, 22 minutes is a lot.
Arrives this morning. They're like, I don't know. Let's learn the plays. You're out there. Boom. You're playing half the game.
Like, hear the plays. Grab the ball.
But I talked about this in the pregame show. He's played like 30-something NBA games before. So it's not like he's stepping into an NBA game for the first time. He played 20 games for the Jazz 2 years ago. He played 14 games for Philly, where Popeye Jones was an assistant coach last year. So the guy's logged time in the NBA before. It's not too big for him.
Yeah. He's really strong. I mean, I'm kind of intrigued by him. I mean, look, let's be honest. There's nothing you can really take away from this guy. I told you not the close-up, Kale. God damn it. I told you there's nothing you could do about that you could really read from this game. Because as we're all hyped about Faku and Chet and Vlatko and all these different things, this was such a fake basketball game.
I know.
This was so fake.
That's a hilarious part about even like talking about these guys. It's like, yeah, yep.
Hey, man, the only thing I'll say is the Nuggets have lost some of these already this year. Where, I mean, this team that played tonight wasn't that much worse than the Magic that the Nuggets lost to. So, I mean, it happens. But why don't we – oh, wait, one last thing of real analysis before we get into it. First quarter, both teams in the bonus. Second quarter, both teams in the bonus. Third quarter, both teams in the bonus. And that was with like 4 minutes to go in each quarter.
Yeah.
The Nuggets give up 111 points tonight. The Munder was actually there. They give up 37 points in the fourth quarter. Just personally, despite me, I feel.
I thought so. Yeah.
But more than to the point, I actually feel like 21 points tonight of the Rockets came at the foul line, which isn't that much, but those were almost all in the first three quarters.
Yep.
It was absolutely all ridiculous. Jalen Green. All Jalen Green, who just lived at the line tonight, 12-14. You really don't like him.
I really hate his game.
What is it? Oh, yeah, his game. His like horrible shot selection.
Yeah, I don't like the way he carries himself. I just don't like him. And like I can just tell
it's there.
He's gonna be like one of these players that is just all of the wrong things are emphasized and fortified, and like he gets rewarded for the wrong things, and just later on it's just like one of these chucker guys that just
I love this rant. You know what? Save it. Why don't we fire up the take machine, Kale? Can we fire it up?
Baby.
Let's go.
Bull Bull has more upside on this team than any player on the roster.
Michael Malone is the problem. He's not the solution.
Faku's 5'9", but he plays like he's 6'9". Here's a take. Give me Faku over Ben Simmons.
The Denver Nuggets need a veteran, a real veteran, a proven veteran, Jamal Crawford, or, hear me out, OJ Mayo.
Epic. Pumping out takes on a conveyor belt.
Oh, man, the takes are about to fly. Guys, I need some hot takes. This game is a meaningful game. Channel your inner. Oh, wait, you have to hat backwards. Remember, guys, we had costumes. We had all costumes here. You guys forgot. All right. Hey, this game was meaningful. Eric, give me your biggest takeaway.
I'll tell you what, guys. Is Michael Malone choking the fun out of
yes!
this. Basketball is a game, is it not?
It is a child's game.
It's supposed
game.
To be fun. Bull Bull looked like he was having fun out there. Have you ever seen him having fun? A single game that's been coached by Michael Malone. You tell me.
Actually, as a matter of fact.
You tell me.
That's right. No coincidence, is it, that the Nuggets played free, they played loose, and they won big without Michael Malone.
Unbelievable. I'm disgusted.
Superstar Dev.
Like, really, I just truly believe that. You know what I'm saying? You bring 10 like guys on 10-day contracts and things like that.
That's
why
right.
not bring an old vet in that knows how to score in this league at a very, very high pace? Like, Jokic doesn't want to play with these new guys that don't know the league.
So good.
You bring in an OJ Mayo who's been a superstar. You know what I mean? Jamal Crawford, he was balling in the
Dude,
bubble, wasn't
what's
he?
What's KG up to?
What does KG do nowadays? You know what I'm saying? So, like...
Man.
Gilbert Arenas, he talks about basketball. He probably can still
Agent
play.
Agent Zero? Come
Everybody
on, my guy.
Wants to say, hey, we're not going to listen to those guys. They probably never played before, but guess who has?
That's
Matt
right.
Barnes. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, y'all.
Hey, Davon Reed tonight, 4 points. Rajon Tucker, 3 points. Whatever you called Jones, Erlik Jones.
Chrysalis
Zero
Johnson.
0 points.
Oh, dude.
Chrysalis Johnson.
Christmas Johnson.
These guys, are you telling me that Matt Barnes couldn't have had 7 points himself tonight?
Disgusting.
Think about it. Think about it.
It's a great take.
You guys know what?
What?
Faku Campazzo is the best pure point guard on the Denver Nuggets. They need to move Jamal Murray to the two.
Oh, wow.
And they need to start Faku Campazzo at the point.
You're dialing it up. Yeah.
Is that going to finally get Will Barton to the six? The six man?
Move Will Barton to the bench. He's a natural six man.
He is a natural
Jamal
six man.
Murray at the two. Faku Campazzo at the one.
You guys know the take.
What?
We saw it tonight. The proof is in the pudding if you have your eyes open. Bull Bull just needs a chance. He got that chance tonight under Popeye Jones. And what did he do? He produced. Oh, you got guys out there every night. They never produce. Never. You put Bobo on the court, you get post game. You get passing. You get three-point shooting. You get rim protection. You get rolling. You get a dynamic two-man option next to Nikola Jokic. Bobo needs to get minutes. I'll push for him to start, but I'm going to start easy. I'm going to say play him a few minutes off the bench until he's ready to hop into that starting role right alongside Yoke. Do we still have the metal music going?
No.
Oh, that would have worked a lot better if that was still going underneath.
I'm out of takes.
You have another take. Come on, keep going.
Jokic is... I don't know.
You guys are dropping out of takes.
You got no more takes. I mean,
this Houston Rockets basketball team is an abomination.
Oh!
This would never have happened in David Stern's NBA.
No.
This team right here would not have happened.
They need Brian Colangelo. Is what they need.
Brian Colangelo, get him in the game right now. You have any more takes?
Oh, I got takes.
Oh,
I need the music though.
Fire up the music.
It's back on.
Let's go.
Are the Denver Nuggets underutilizing Popeye Jones's coaching?
Wow. Yes.
His first game in the big chair, the bench looks good. JaMychal Green looks good. Rotations were cleaner. Nobody got tired tonight.
So true.
Popeye Jones need to take over the substitutions from Michael Malone.
Oh, my God, dude. What a great take.
What a fantastic
These
take.
These are just nothing but good takes after good takes.
All right, here's my last one.
All right.
The Denver Nuggets have had the hardest schedule in the NBA, but here we are, three-game winning streak. This is the start.
Mm-hmm.
This is the start. I'm predicting they get an equally as impressive win against Dallas.
Oh.
An equally as impressive win on whoever they play after that. Mm. They're going to go and get Utah shortly after that. They're going to show Gobert who's boss. They're going to go to the Clippers. I'm telling you, this is the beginning of a 10-game win streak.
You know what, Spike? I don't think that's that hot of a take.
I don't think that's
a hot take, Spike.
Man, that was fun. It's so much more fun being the dumb shock radio guy.
Welcome to my world, Adam.
Honestly, these takes are so easy. You know, these are the people, like, this is a trope in, like, sports talk where, like, it's how you're taught. You write down the, like, all right, this one I could talk about for 20 minutes.
And you got to be paired with a guy that disagrees with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, you're out of your mind, boo.
Because
boom.
He's, like, rational. He's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Because you can argue anything if you just, like, are very insincere.
Yeah.
Extremely insincere.
Yeah. I've lived my life that way.
It was so fun to be insincere here.
Sure.
What else do we have on the docket? We have some super chats to hit too. Why don't we hit those and then on the other side vote? Are you already done?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. James says 22 points, 12 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks, plus 19, and possibly a Shaq ten a fool on the layup. That's true. This is what I'm saying. Bol Bol had like 5 extreme lowlights tonight. And it doesn't matter.
Need Faku.
What did I say? Bull? Yeah. Faku. Faku had like 5 extreme lowlights tonight.
Yeah.
And his highlight reel still was like 30-5.
Yeah. Incredible. You need a couple lowlights to get the highlights.
Yeah, dude. In a world with no lowlights, are there even highlights?
I like that. Like Michael Jordan's best highlights features 12 lowlights just to set the table.
Yeah. This is where it started.
Yeah. Right? Here's the missed jumper. All right. What else we got? Shonik says, guys, is Faku the best defensive PG of NBA?
No question.
What I'm saying.
No question.
Well, fire up the music again. Is he? Hey, I'm just asking the questions here.
Eight deflections?
Eight deflections. Yeah,
the numbers tell a different story.
That's so true. What else we got? Forget Lonzo Ball. What do we need? Richard says, is this the first time MPJ was on the bench?
Oh, we forgot about this one.
This is a great one.
That was a hot take.
Yeah. Why did the team play well tonight? Because Michael Porter there. An extension of Michael Malone on the bench. Many people
player
are
coach.
It was
player
great
coach.
To see Michael Porter back on the bench without a mask. It was great to see.
Jesus. Yeah. I'm not going to do this. It was great to see Michael Porter back out there. Yeah. Honest to God. Like, this was a...
No,
we should have
really
mentioned
was.
It has been weird. Like, he went out 6 weeks ago.
Nothing.
I haven't seen him. I mean, he's been in protocols there for a bit, so it's nice that he's back
and
with the team.
And truthfully, like, and he sat in a chair.
Look good.
The whole, you know what I mean? Like clearly, if your back was bothering you, that would be a position that would be hard to sit in for a long time.
Also, he didn't come out with any crutches or a cane or anything else. Like, he's under his own power.
Came out with a cane, that'd be a bad start.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what makes it so good. Oh, like, he's already back. Like,
we are screwed, guys.
He comes out with a warm worker.
But I mean, when other guys get surgery, like, they still, like, they're showing that they're still injured.
Except it is a very good sign.
You're right. It is a good sign, but also, like, we knew that was the case. The weird thing is, it sounds like with the surgery, he immediately felt better.
Mm. Yeah, so well, like he with the surgery, it's immediate relief. Yeah,
yeah, immediate
the
type of surgery, pain relief. Yeah. So thank God. What else we got? Is that it?
Nope.
Josh says,
"Happy New Year, lads."
Oh, Happy New Year, lads. I was like, "Heine." Happy New Year, lads. Just sending thoughts and love to Colorado. Thank you so much, our homie, man.
Josh is
from
our
down
homie.
Under.
Josh is a real one.
From a real one for sure.
Do you wish we had any local friends that like this? I really do, man. Guys from Australia do.
Been a lot of fun. What else we got here? Francisco says, FC7, I think that's Facundo Campazzo 7, becomes the second player.
FC7?
Yeah. Vote really liking that one. FC7 is all of it. Becomes the second player in NBA history to have at least 22 points, 12 assists, 5 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks, and 3 three-pointers in a single game. The other, LeBron James. He did it in 2008. Not a real stat. I'm so hyped and I love it. Not a real stat. Like, to have a very specific sequence of numbers.
But they do it for LeBron a lot.
They do it for LeBron nonstop.
So it's a real stat.
It's a real stat.
Man, I just...
And I'm glad that he looked it up.
We might get this in a round of the association, but the LeBron James... Was it last night that they beat the Lakers? Was it Houston, right?
Yeah,
they smacked Houston. LeBron James, still the best player.
He's not only back in the MVP conversation, he's now the best player in the NBA.
He's back to just being the best one.
That's unreal. Facu Campazzo almost had the same game LeBron James did last night against them. That is amazing. Well, I don't know if the Rockets are good, guys. Fire up the tank machine.
I have a feeling they might not be.
Okay.
All right. Well, then let's take our final break. On the other side, we're going to hear in the locker room from one Popeye Jones. I'm guessing, did Facu talk? Yes, he did. Of course he did. We're going to hear from Facu and everything else.
The NFL season is winding down. The playoffs will be here before you know it. At DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, the offers are getting even more amazing. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. If they do, you win $200 in free bets. Don't miss out on this action. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get NFL action with same game parlays. Get those for NBA games as well. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR, bet just $5 on any NFL team, and win $200 in free bets if they're victorious. That's promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Look at that shot.
0-0.
An art house shot of Wynn doing reads.
This is definitely what the people want to see right now. Just a one shot of me reading.
Don't
off
do reads. That when I read the ads. Holy shit.
Sexy pizza, guys. You definitely had a lot of sexy pizza if you came out to the DNVR Broncos tailgates this season. Those were a lot of fun. There's one left.
One left.
So get out there. We've got tons of sexy pizza at all those Broncos tailgates. If you don't make it to a tailgate, order up some sexy pizza. They got a bunch of locations across Denver. 4 of them: Cap Hill, South Pearl, Jefferson Park, Park Hill, and a location in Trinidad as well. So 5 of them now. Tons of great pizzas, great salads, great sides as well. You can call them up, order to go. Great for a weekend, great for a weeknight. Sexy.pizza. That's their website.
www.sexy.pizza. That's such a good website.
Check them out today. Finally, Strava Craft Coffee. Use the code DNVR25 to get 25% off your first order of Strava Craft Coffee. If you're a returning customer, use the code DNVR20. Get 20% off Strava Craft Coffee. You can get a subscription of Strava Craft Coffee. Get coffee just straight up delivered to your door. Packed with CBD, can relieve back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, long-term aches and pains. Check it out, StravaCraftCoffee.com.
Love it. All right, final segment here. It's going to be a doozy. I hear we have another super chat, though, to get to, and it's vote specific. I'll let you handle this one, vote.
Here is the Argentine band supporting DNVR, and especially vote. We defended Facu in the bad games. Yes, we did. I see you, my people. I appreciate you. And congratulations to you. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're enjoying this.
Vo, I'm telling you, I wish we had a cam on him all night tonight, because he really was, like, in his bag tonight.
I genuinely had a great time. And the Faku thing, I know it gets it, like, it's a bit or whatever, but
It's not, though. It's
but
not
no, good. No. It come from something really yeah, real for me.
Say.
Like, I was having a lot of fun tonight. Yeah. And I hope you did, too. In Argentina,
dude,
my friends.
People have been adding me, because you guys know my co-host over at Locked On Nuggets, Matt Moore, hates Faku.
I've
like,
heard
he's just
that.
Like, yeah, he's a troll. And people have been writing me, been like, you hate Faku. And I'm like, guys, Matt, Adam, different, like, this and that. But people have been adding, even today, people were adding at me, and like, yo, what are you going to say now? And I'm like, guys, it's just by proxy sometimes.
Someone added the DNVR Nuggets account and said, are you still going to talk trash about Faku? And I just said, I will not stand for this.
Yeah, we're not allowing people to do this, yeah. This BS. Get out of here.
All right, so we heard from Popeye Jones, acting head coach. 1-0, undefeated acting head coach, Popeye Jones. First thing he said after the win, Coach Pop, I'm blessed to be a part of this organization. He talked about Facundo Campazzo only having one point guard tonight, how the coaches kept telling him to get Faku out so he could get a breather, and he said he wished he could have played him 48 minutes. He ended up feeling bad for Austin, who ended up having to play some backup point guard, and he was questionable to begin with. He isn't really a point guard. He was playing backup one, and then Popeye said with a laugh, although not a joke, and when Faku was out, it was Jokic who he looked to be the point guard and actually have him bring the ball up. Not just organically, but by design. He called Faku the defensive player of the game. He did get the DPOG chain.
Did he really?
8 deflections, oh, 5 steals, and I think he had 2 blocks. Yeah. It's a little ridiculous. And on that big second quarter, he said, I think it was a lot of Faku, honestly. He talked about the defense a lot, but he also shouted out the dribble penetration. Yeah. Said Faku got into the paint routinely tonight, and it was a big part of what worked for them all game long, but also in the second quarter. And that, you know, Houston came out ready to play tonight and Denver didn't. And that it was the bench who came in the first quarter, caught them back up to the game, you know, the starters back up to the game. So he credited them for that energy. It was the pace specifically that Houston played with that he thought gave them trouble out of the gate, but that they did.
Yeah, Nuggets really, they were up 30 and they were down 10 to start this game.
I know.
Well, if you remember at the beginning of the game, Yoke missed a couple easy ones and the Rockets are like 4-4 from three.
Right.
What did Jokic finish tonight? Because he only missed 4 shots, I think.
Right.
Yeah, he's 8-12, and I think
like
he started 0-4
in the second half.
Yeah. What a weird game from him.
We didn't even talk about him, actually.
I know, dude.
Did we actually not mention it? I don't think we did.
We didn't even talk about him.
Dude, he hit a 3 tonight, and I went, oh, yeah, Yoke. It's like,
Yoke.
I'm not used to that attitude.
Forgot he exists.
Interesting. I thought this was an interesting insight from Popeye, who was talking about his sort of approach and demeanor as a head coach. And he said that he was always told by mentors, other coaches and stuff coming up, to coach to your personality, which I thought was an interesting thing. He said mentors have told him that. You know,
I love that.
And
I am such a believer in
this. So he went on to say, like, he's a laid-back guy.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, here's some food for some hot
let's
takes.
Let's do
huh?
it, baby.
No, don't do it.
Let's
don't
go.
Do it.
Fire up the heavy metal again.
Get that machine back up. So he was laid back, and he tried to stay true to that personality tonight, and he wanted that to be reflected in his coaching and his presence on the sideline.
He's just like, Faku, get in.
Yeah.
J-Mike.
Austin Rivers over 4. He's like, don't worry about it, man.
Austin, it's cool, man.
It's cool.
He also had a nice little line. Hey, Austin. Just chill, bro. He also had a nice line about Vlaco. He said he's a guy you don't have to run anything for, which is really valuable. Like, sort of talked about it as an underrated way a player can be valuable, that he's smart, he's coachable, he's going to hustle, do all the right things, but you don't have to reward him with something drawn up. And he just talked about how valuable it is to have guys like that. So cool to hear from Popeye. We also talked to Facundo Campazzo.
Oh, man.
On the reaction for Popeye Jones, oh, we went crazy. We threw water. We were very happy for him.
That's so crazy.
That's
so wacky.
He was asked, you know, Faku always plays so hard, but does he have a mentality right now if he has to play even harder, considering all the circumstances, who's out, what Denver's dealing with? And he said, yeah, we have to. We cannot give 100%. It has to be 200% playoff possessions, he said. Playoff possession.
We have to give 200%.
Because they were up 21 and he dove headfirst out of bounds for a deflected ball.
To a ball he had no shot
of
getting.
So,
rallied a team.
He did say that, yeah.
I love that shit, though. I'm not even. Maybe I didn't feel this way when I was here. I don't know. But when I see that, an effort like that, even though he had no chance, I'm like, hell yeah, man.
He didn't know he had no chance. It was an earnest effort.
I feel like he knew he had
no chance. I really don't. I don't think he can help himself. But
I don't think he can help himself either, but he also knew he had no chance at it.
But he said, yeah, so 200%. And he talked about playing hard. He insisted across at different times in the interview across different answers that playing hard on defense is like the offense will take care of itself. That if you play great defense, that this team doesn't even really have to think about offense. And so playing hard on that end, playing with effort on defense is really like the key right now.
He's been hypnotized by Michael Malone.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think this guy plays 40 minutes? He is from that cloth. On his career high in points, he said the stats are for you guys. He was just trying to play with energy and hustle on defense. And then on offense, you know, it would take care of himself if he played hard.
The stats are for you guys.
He was asked if he takes more pride in offense and defense. To the surprise of absolutely no one, he said defense. And then he was asked about the saucy passes tonight. And if, like, is this a what goes into that? Is he seeing something that sort of, like, triggers it? Or is it just sort of, like, an organic in the moment? And on the nutmegs, he says, the pass between the legs, it's just trying to take advantage of my size. I fist bumped when he said that. he's pointed out that the big shows so hard sometimes in the NBA, and that sometimes that's the remaining angle, and that when he's
sometimes
so low to the
ground, it's your only option.
Yeah, and for him, it's a good one. So, yeah, good night from Faku, who also, oh, no, I gave that note already. My bad. And we also spoke with Aaron Gordon.
Sweet.
On the reaction for the reaction for Popeye Jones. Oh man, it was crazy. Good energy. We gave him a water shower, water bath, celebratory. It was just a bunch of water.
Very wet locker room.
Unless I misheard, that's a real quote.
Soaking wet.
So
it was just a bunch of water.
It was a bunch of water. He said. Then he said this, which was an actually interesting kind of note. He said, "Then we were all just talking about being here and winning games." Regardless of what's happening with our team or around the league, it's about winning games. We're here to win games, and that's what we did tonight.
Aaron Gordon is so dope.
We've been put on this earth for a lot of reasons. One of them was to win basketball games.
And to be here.
Yeah.
Just be here.
And just be here.
Just be here and live here.
Be here, man.
And just stay here.
I want to go to Light Shade with Aaron Gordon so bad.
Dude. Like a longboard interview.
Oh, man.
On Faku's energy, he talks about Faku and he says his favorite thing is his energy, his pace, and how that's relentless. It's never contingent upon anything. Mm. And then he was asked if that energy is infectious. He said, of course. We see that. We want to match it. On Tucker, he said there's a little pregame dunk contest with Tucker where they were joking. And Tucker asked, who do you think would win? And Gordon said, me, obviously.
Me, bro.
Obviously. Yeah. Come on. And then they got into it, and he said, he can definitely give me a run for my money. He was impressed. And then
he said the judges.
And he was also impressed with his game, saying that he came in and really just focused up on defense. He's going to be somebody that we can rely on defensively and just as a glue guy. And that's it from AG.
That's awesome, man. What a great post game too, AG and Faku.
It was fun. Good stuff. And Popeye, man, who was...
Popeye?
Nice. It was sort of like substitute teacher vibes. You know what I mean?
Of course.
A little bit different. But I
think... We're doing a movie today, guys.
Yeah. They roll the old TV in. Exactly. But hey, Nuggets start 2022 off the right foot. And Facundo Campazzo, I just think he's been the best player in the world this year.
What's the dumbest movie you watched from like in high school?
That was a bad joke. No one... in high school.
They remember when they would roll...
Send and
every
deliver.
Time was glory.
Oh, stand and deliver. Stand and deliver. That was a great one.
I feel like it kind of.
I took a criminology class. We just watched The Wire start to finish.
No way. In
every
high
class.
In
every,
high school?
Yeah.
What?
The teacher had narcolepsy. No way. He was a former college professor who couldn't stop falling asleep. Yeah. And so he just kept getting demoted until he was my teacher. And then he would wheel that on, put The Wire on, and go to bed.
I watched Dr. Strangelove.
You had a teacher who had epilepsy?
Narcolepsy.
Oh, narcolepsy.
What's the one, right, where you fall asleep? Narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy? And just had to show movies every day?
Yeah, he just, well, I don't know if he had to. He chose to. We watched The Wire, the entire show, start to finish. That was my semester.
Dude, that is a semester. I was going to say, that's a really long one.
And you know what? I learned a lot.
I was going to say, wait, I remember like three things from my entire education.
That's right. I remember a lot about The Wire.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie. You guys want to go? around the association?
Oh, so bad.
Let's go around the association because there's some doozies tonight, guys. There's some real doozies tonight. The Utah Jazz had a chance tonight to go up against the very Golden State Warriors that these Nuggets just a few days ago stomped on their court. These Warriors instead go into Utah, and what do? Dominate. Whoa. Actually, they only get the win 123-116 over the Utah Jazz. So now, in 1 week, they have beaten Phoenix Suns. They have beaten the Utah Jazz. They have lost to the Denver Nuggets. That's just math. If we do the science,
the Nuggets are back.
We subtract. Yeah, exactly. But honestly, in all sincerity, though, this game, the Warriors were actually curb stomping the Jazz early on. Mm-hmm. They blow it. They get outscored 41-22. The Utah wins that third quarter 41-22, takes a lead into the fourth. And then, of course, the Warriors say, nah, this is over. They outscore them in the clutch 37-25.
They let Iguodala go off, and I just, that doesn't sit right with me. Doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
12 points, 7 rebounds, 8
assists.
Also,
Otto Porter for 20.
And 8 assists. I heard Otto Porter was nuts and crunch
time
again.
Golden State's going to go off against you if you don't have a backcourt like Faka, Campazzo, Austin Rivers.
That's right. You guys want to see the stat of the night?
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell. 4 of 19.
Oh, those are Tatum numbers.
Well, he put up a real Tatum night.
Definitely
tonight.
Better than Jamal Murray.
But yeah, 4 of 19 he went tonight, guys. That's wild. Anyway, look, people got mad. Warriors are they're the number one team in the West right now. Until proven otherwise, they're the number one team in the West.
By the way, Jason Tatum's scoreless tonight.
No, hold on. He didn't play.
I know. The Celtics didn't either.
The Jazz, though, it is funny, man. Like, the Jazz, every one of these games, they don't. Like, the Suns, I don't think, have to necessarily prove, you know, like, they went to the finals last year. They don't need to beat Memphis and Golden State or whatever. Utah, they're the one team that it's just like they always get sunned by the good team. It's so weird. It's just the top four teams in the conference. They can never beat them.
I would definitely have developed a complex about that by now.
I'm telling you, I think they do too.
Probably hard not to.
This is definitely probably, it's also one of those games that, you know, Utah had circled and Golden State's like, who do we play tonight? Oh, yeah, okay, Utah. Yeah. And then they go in and just beat them, sun them. The Clippers go into Brooklyn and get a win. This one really sucks, guys, because tonight the Nuggets could have taken a 3-loss lead on the Clippers. Instead, the Clippers, without Paul George, go and beat the Nets. This Clippers team wasn't that good. How'd they beat the Nets?
Dude, they let Eric Bledsoe had 27 points.
I do want to be here.
Like, what kind of stuff is that? Like, really?
He had 27 on 12 shots.
8 of 12
shooting.
What are
they doing out of here?
That's tough. The Nets.
KD, 28 points, 11 of 24 shooting. He was a -7. James Harden, 9 of 22.
Because the Clippers are well coached, and this was actually kind of sticking out to me when we were watching the Nuggets-Rockets game. It's like, when the Nuggets are undermanned and don't have anyone, yeah, they have Jokic, but when they really don't have anyone, they just fall back on the culture, the principles. They know how to play. The Rockets, like, obviously don't have any of that. They have no idea how to play the game of basketball.
I noticed that tonight.
They really don't.
It's just, like, such a difference. I think the Clippers kind of have some of that.
Yeah.
Like, Ty Lue's definitely instilled some structure there. They know how to play.
It's a good take.
There was a lineup of Xavier Moon, Justice Winslow, Keon Johnson, James Ennis, and Wenyuan Gabriel. They were on the court at the same time.
Wow.
That was held their own.
Hey, man, tonight.
Oh, does Xavier Moon not
Christmas
have an NBA?
McGee? Who was that
Christmas
player?
Christmas McGee.
Who is that?
Chrysalis Johnson.
Hey, Xavier Moon doesn't even get a photo on the NBA.com.
It's just an egg.
Twitter egg.
The Chicago Bulls go into Washington and get a win. This is back-to-back wins.
Dude.
They won DeMar DeRozan in the last day
DeWin
of 2021.
DeRozan.
Game winner. Also, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this. DeRozan's game winner last night. They're down one. Yeah. There's 8 seconds left. He pulls a who's that guy? What was this that we just saw? The guy that ran out the clock. Brandon Boston.
Oh.
Runs out the clock. He's like, no, I know we're down, but I'm going to run the clock out. This is what DeRozan did last night. Runs the clock down even though they're down one, and then goes to the one-legged three-pointer.
The
on
shot
the run.
James Harden incorporated into his game for like a week,
and it was the most cash money shot I've ever seen in my life.
That had so much wiggle room. It was so perfect.
It was so perfect.
If you miss that, it's an embarrassing shot. Like, you have no choice but to make that. You're down. Right. You take the last shot. You could have shot a regular jumper. You decided to be disrespectful. And you shoot like a one-leg leaner. And it is cash
was
money.
Was it trifling, Dev?
It was trifling.
Definitely trifling. Well, anyway, fast forward to this year. one day later.
Nice.
And what do we get? Oh, dude, thank you. I've done it like eight times already. DeRozan gets another game winner. He goes for 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and another game winner. Back-to-back game winners. In 2 different years.
Twitter starting the DeMar DeRozan MVP candidate conversation.
F it. He deserves it. I'm sorry.
He went 10 of 22 tonight.
But here's the thing.
He's been having a great year, man.
He deserves the conversation. He's not.
He's in the conversation.
He's the second best on the team.
Who's the best?
Zach LaVine.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Who had 35 tonight, too?
He did have 35 tonight.
The Chicago Bulls are the number one seed in the East. Damn right he should be in the conversation.
Exactly. This is all I'm saying. Like, people find this crazy because we haven't talked about this a lot. I'm fine with the conversation. Like, the conversation is so annoying to begin with, like the debate back and forth.
Yeah, it is.
Jokic, you tell me, does Jokic deserve to be in the conversation best player? Yes. MVP? I'm like, look, guys, I get it. It is hard. Here's what I always say. I think Jokic, I can watch his games and contextualize and say it's not his fault that the Nuggets are down here. Here's the problem. You open up that door, you're going to start getting a Trae Young in the 10 seed getting MVP votes. And we're like, yeah, man, it's not his. And it's like, no, I don't trust us. So I am okay with this like false barrier. And look, the Nuggets might end up at 4 seed. And it's like, yeah, now let's have that.
And then he's in it. Yeah, that's the thing about doing a standings conversation before the standings are set.
Of course. It's
irrelevant.
But in the same way, I do look at the Chicago Bulls team and I go, are they the success because of any one player? No, I don't think so. They're a very well-rounded team, very smart.
But he gets
credit. But you know what? DeRozan is like the heart and backbone of that team.
What is wild, though, is he and Zach LaVine have pretty much the exact same stat line.
Really?
The exact same stat line.
27-5-5, kind of?
DeMar DeRozan's averaging one more point per game.
Oh, right,
27-26. They're both averaging 5 rebounds and 4.5 assists.
I can't help it. I love the Bulls. I can't help it. I'm
sorry,
guys.
They don't even have line.
I mean, Kobe White's like now back, but they're down their point guard and stuff, and they're still winning games.
I can't believe they won without Lonzo. That's crazy.
Their big four. They had monster games. They only have four guys in double digits, but they had monster games.
Bradley Beal tonight had 27 points, 17 assists. Wow. That's crazy. 17 assists
from Bradley
from him.
Wow,
that's really wild.
Who was he passing to tonight?
They only shot 6 of 20. Yeah, to Kyle Kuzma. Apparently,
the West Unsell Juniors.
Let's see, man. Talk about a weird one. The Pistons beat the Spurs. What the hell happened there?
OT. Just it looks like a weird one, man. There's gonna be some weird results.
Forbes had 27. That's what happened.
Man, that's wild. Well, there you go. Spurs.
Keldon Johnson, 4 of 18.
That's a wild one. And then the Bucks beat the Pelicans. The Pelicans, they've been doing pretty good, but the Bucks are now starting to be
juggernaut.
Giannis is putting himself in the conversation.
In the conversation.
Is he in the conversation?
He definitely
35 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists.
Deep in the conversation.
Those are Faku numbers right there. 12 of 18 from the field, 2 of 4 from the 3-point line, a plus 25.
This is a Jokic game from Giannis.
Yeah. That's 12 of 18. Only 18 shots, yeah.
That's around the association, guys. That's all of it for today.
Oh, that's fun.
Interesting to see the Jazz lose. Denver, not that far away. I mean, they're not that close. I think they're now 5 games behind the Jazz.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's probably they're not going to catch them, especially because I think Utah has a pretty easy schedule in the back half as well. But it just goes to show you, man, it's not that things aren't that far away. Denver moves to 18-16. Is Denver 18-16?
Yes, they are 18-16.
So they're only 2 games above 500. I thought they were 3.
Nuggets?
Yeah.
2 now, I think.
They're now only 2 games. All right, I screwed that up.
They'll be 3 in 2 days.
But they are 2 in the loss column ahead of the Clippers, which is nice. They are 3 in the loss column ahead of the Lakers. And now they go to the Mavericks, who are 17-18. With a chance to build even more distance there. Honestly, it sounds weird. Their next game against Dallas, kind of a big one in that way. It's so early, these things can change. But if you have a 3-game in the loss column lead at the halfway point of being in the play-in, that's really good. That's really good. Doesn't mean you can't drop. It just means you have a lot of wiggle room there. So kind of a sneaky big game for Denver here coming up against Dallas.
I mean, they should win. I don't know. Is Luka playing?
He's out of health and safety as of today, I want to say.
So probably playing, maybe questionable.
Yeah.
But his first game back, a game Denver should probably win.
Yeah. So we'll see. Everybody thinks this was a fun one, the Faku game. Real quick. Oh, yeah, guys. So you guys, maybe we've talked about this a little bit on our shows or what have you. There was a pretty devastating fire here in Colorado. Almost 700 homes have burned. You guys know, here at DNVR, we love Denver sports, but I think our first love is really Denver, Colorado, like the city. Like, we really love Colorado. We love this city. We love this state. And this has been last week was a really rough week, especially with these fires. What we've done, and this is awesome, in short order, made this shirt and said, hey, buy the shirt. It's really cool. Eric did a great job on the design, but more than anything, 100% of proceeds are going to the victims of this fire, of this wildfire, help people rebuild their lives. We were going to match, and we have matched all the money we raised. What are we up to, Eric? $40,000 plus? $48,000 we have raised together. When I say we, I mean us and you guys. So if you're interested, if you have not heard about this, go to dnvrlocker.com, and you can purchase this shirt. Again, what is the price on it, Eric? $40, $35, and again, 100% of proceeds go to this. Awesome. We're raising so much money. It's really cool, man.
$48,000 raised.
I love my city, man. I love Denver. I love Colorado. It sucked watching this fire. I put a picture outside my back balcony. I could see the flames.
It was terrible.
It was the craziest thing. You could see them. Like, and it was like 3 miles away from me. But it's still, that's how big the fire was that it looked like it was right there. The scale of that thing is pretty wild.
It was wild.
So if you guys are thinking about doing a good deed, go ahead and buy that shirt. It's awesome. You get the shirt and you donate to somebody. Hit the like button for us on the way out, guys, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Brand new episode. Let Faku grow.
Guys, right now at Green Mountain Dental, when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, you're going to get a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's from the good folks over at Green Mountain Dental. The Sonicare, it's the toothbrush that most dentists recommend. It leads to healthier, cleaner teeth. And us at DNVR, we go to Green Mountain Dental Group to get our teeth cleaned, get our wisdom teeth pulled, get cavities filled. They're great people. They're Denver through and through, just like us. They know what they're doing. They've been in the business forever. Green Mountain Dental Group. Check them out. Make them your dentist today. Schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with Green Mountain Dental Group. They're located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush from them today. That's at Green Mountain Dental Group. Schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush today.